The Tri-City News sent questionnaires to each candidate in the 2022 civic election to learn more about who they are, why they are campaigning, and what are the issues that matter most to them. Candidates are being published to our website in alphabetical order. Glenn Pollack, incumbent. Age, 64. Years as a Port Coquitlam resident, 41. Occupation, constituency assistant to Port Coquitlam MLA Mike Farnworth. Most recent civic, volunteer work? Have served the last 14 years as a member of Port Coquitlam City Council. Also serve on the board of the People's Pantry, the board of Poco Saints Junior Lacrosse, as well as other boards and committees as appointed by Mayor West, including the Metro Vancouver Housing Committee. Email. glenn_pollack@shaw.ca. Phone. 604-771-4415. Facebook. @re-electglennpollack. Twitter. @PocoGlenn. Why are you running? I'm running for re-election because first and foremost I love the job and think I'm good at it. We as a group accomplished a lot this term, not the least of which was completing our new community center on time and on budget. I think we also were and continue to be very fiscally responsible. There's a lot more to be done, such as completing the climate action plan as well as upgrades to a number of things in the city like Lee Square, Veterans Park, and the Coquitlam River Bridge. I also accomplished a lot individually. I started the People's Pantry Food Recovery Society, helped establish a rent bank to help struggling people and families. What's your number one issue and why? There are so many things that need to be addressed: climate action, community safety, the list goes on. The thing I'm most passionate about, though, is affordable housing. I'm personally responsible for about 140 units of the just under 500 units of truly affordable housing that are coming to the city. I think we need to continue to push forward on this and also branch out by offering more housing options for residents. I think we also need to include affordable home ownership, which has happened in other communities. Our recently completed housing needs assessment showed us that we should be building around 500 new units per year to meet the regional growth strategy.